Okay, today is Daf Chaf Gimel. I want to apologize for being away for a few weeks. We had a technical problem, so thank God we're back. And today is the fourth day of Chanukah. So today we're going to learn Le'ilu Nishmas Menachem Mendel ben Shmuel Tzvi. He was my great uncle, actually named after him. And he was unfortunately killed today by Arabs. He was part of a convoy going to the Gush Etzion in 1947, right before one of the 35. No, not one of the 35. This is before the 35. There was a convoy that was bringing goods from Etzion to Jerusalem, from Jerusalem to Etzion. I don't remember exactly. And the convoy was ambushed, and all of them were unfortunately killed. And it happened today. Today is the art site, so it should be Le'ilu Nishmasa. And Rabbi Yochanan said in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Yotzadok, "Call Talmud Chacham, any Talmud Chacham, she'eno nokim v'noter kinachash, that doesn't take revenge or doesn't nokim is revenge, and noter is bear a grudge. If a Talmud Chacham doesn't bear a grudge or take revenge, like a snake, ain't a Talmud Chacham. He's not a Talmud Chacham. What does that mean?" That means, the Aris Devash explained, that a snake doesn't bite. The only reason why a snake bites and hurts is because Hashem said that he should do that. He's a shliach of Hashem. A snake doesn't even get anything out of it. It's not like another... that's one of the things about a snake. It's not like a wild animal that gets hanah from... No, a snake doesn't get hanah. Why did he do it? Hashem said so. So too, a Talmud Chacham that doesn't take offense at breaches in Kavod Shemayim is not worth his name. That's all it means. Now the Gemara says, "I vaksif lo sikam vlo sitar." Says you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to do those things. Hahu b'mamon hu d'ksif. That's only about money. There's nothing. The isser of taking revenge or bearing a grudge is only about money. But you want to have revenge or not money? I'm not saying you're going to get maftiyon if you do those things. That's not the official isser. The Tanya. Ezehu nekima, what's revenge? The ezehu netira, and what's bearing a grudge? Everybody knows this. Nekima, what's revenge? Amar lo, hashileni magalecha. Lend me your sickle. Amar lo lav. Says, not lending it to you. Lemachar, the next day, amar lo, hu hashileni kardumecha. Please lend me your hammer. Right? I'm not lending it to you like you didn't lend it to me. Zuhi Nakima. That's revenge. You didn't do a favor for me, I'm not doing a favor for you. Ezehu Natira. What's Natira? Amale Hashlenikadumecha. Can I please borrow your hammer? Amale lo. No, not lending it to you. Lamachar, the next day, Amale Hashlenikhalukha. Please lend me your shirt. I need to borrow a shirt, whatever. A scarf, a jacket. I'm a low. No. Hey, look, here it is. 100%. Any kamos, I'm not like you. Shohal Shatani, that you want to lend it to me. Zuhi Natira. That's Natira. The,
It's just as bad as giving it to the guy.
Yeah, just as bad. I don't know if it's just as bad. We don't know the hierarchy of Averus. We don't know. You don't get malchus in either of these, because they're both lav she'en b'maises. Right? They're only in the heart. But having said that, I don't know which one's worse. I don't know. I always had a question about this Gemara, and I never had an answer. Why does the item always switch? A hammer, a sickle, a shirt. Why does it switch? So the Rambam says there's no reason. It's the derech of the Tanoim to just switch items.
Maybe it was a Ma'aseh Shoya.
Okay, so a few things from the Chavetz Chaim, who wrote a sefer called Avas Chesed. All about chesed, and he says something amazing. He says, first of all, you don't have to actually say this to the guy to be over the avera. You don't have to say it. And what if you don't say it? What if you think it? Can I borrow your hammer? No, I can't lend it to you. I'm sorry. Next day he comes over. Can you come over? Can I borrow? No. Doesn't say it. I'm not lending it to you because you didn't. No. Doesn't say that. He's thinking it, but he doesn't say it. Or hey, I'm not like you. You're so ungrateful. Look how great I am. Here's the shirt. Go enjoy. What if you don't say that? You just give it to him. Are you over the Avera, but are you thinking it? 1,000% you're over the Avera. You don't have to say it. You don't have to verbalize it. No, most of the time, it's not verbalized. It's such a profound thought. The whole Isser is in your heart. Right? It's in your heart. You don't have to say anything.
No.
Can I buy the shirt? No. Next day, can I buy your shirt? Yeah, here, go right ahead. In your heart, you're thinking, what? I can't believe a chutzpah. I can't believe the chutzpah, this guy. It's a love to have the chutzpah. Here's the Chavetz Chaim gives an unbelievable mashal. Listen to this mashal. Imagine you walk over to somebody and say, I'm looking for Reuven. Where's Reuven? I need to talk to Reuven about something. Where is he? Oh, he's in that shul. He's by Shalosh Shuddis. He always by Shalosh Shuddis in that shul. You go to the shul, go to Shalosh Shuddis. Reuven's not there. He's not there. You get angry at all these people. I can't believe. Where's Reuven? How come only you are Reuven? You gonna get angry about that? No, it's ridiculous. That's the same ridiculousness, getting angry at someone who lends you a shirt. Are you angry at the guy? What are you angry at the guy for? Hashem decided that he's not lending you the shirt. What are you angry at? This guy? It's like being angry at Shimon because he's not Reuven. How come you're angry? How come Reuven's not here? Only Shimon and Levi are sitting here. Where's Reuven? It's ridiculous.
I have to say, when one someone's hand, what does that someone's hand? He's being idealistic. Of course it's two different cases, but his point is it's the same bottom line. The bottom line is you're not angry at other people.
Because they did or didn't do things or are people that you want them to be. This guy's not who you want him to be. You want him to be a person. He's not like that.
Ein
Echanami.
Ein
Echanami.
What? Ein
Echanami. We're going to have the Gemara in a minute. Exactly. That's right. Look at the next Gemara. So the truth is, I'll leave you with a question. I don't really fully understand the answer. It's a very good question. The question is, then is it nekama, just the kal v'chomer of netira? If I have to give it to you and can't be upset, so certainly I'm not allowed to not give it to you. What's nekama? No, I'm not giving it to him because he didn't give it to me. Right? That's what nekama is. Again, you don't have to say it, even if you think it. So if a guy walks in and you the first person doesn't, I'm not lending you the hammer, I'm not lending it to you. Then the next day when he comes to ask you, you have to give it to him. So if you have to give it to him, and you're not even allowed to have a grudge about it. But Shalom, here it is. So of course you're not allowed to not give it to him. So what do you need the kama for? It's a chal v'chomer. If I have to give it to you, and I can't even be upset at you, so for sure, I'm not allowed to not give it to you. It's a very good question. What do you need the kama for? It's built into the tira. You have to think of a case where you can have the kama without having the tira. You think of a case like that. It could be. So maybe that's a good point. You have to think of it. You hear the question? It's a very good question. It's built. You always have to give it to the guy. And not only that, you have to give it to Belev Shalim. You're not allowed to be upset at him. Right? You're upset at him because he has faults. What are you upset at him for?
It's a side point. Your friend, or you think he's a friend, doesn't invite you to a simcha. Then you're making a simcha. Do you now have to invite him? Is it the same idea or not?
You don't have to invite the whole world to your simcha.
No, he didn't invite me.
You don't have to bring up Eretz into it. The guy didn't invite me. He doesn't feel we're close. So we're not close. I don't have to invite him. That's not an avera.
Exactly. Not inviting somebody is something indirect. If you don't invite me, so I don't know.
I find most of the time, when you invite somebody, the person that gets the invitation agrees that he should have gotten the invitation. And when he doesn't get the invitation, if he's being honest with himself, why would this guy invite me? And most of the time. You have a few times. We didn't invite somebody to my son's mitzvah in the shul, and I got back to them, they were so insulted. I said, are they really insulted? Like, if they really, we don't say two words to each other. Why was he insulted? People, so that's a big minority of people are like that. Most of the time, when you don't get the invitation, oh, Malda, I'm happy to have that guy. Yeah, why should they invite me? That's most of the time. So most of the time, it works both ways. Yeah, you have a few exceptions. You're not gonna slide your best friend and not invite the guy. You're not gonna do that. And they're waiting for the invitation. There was someone here that we didn't invite. We forgot to invite them. Forgot. They weren't on the list. I felt terrible. I called up the guy. The wife says, I said, call. I said, you're coming? She said, we never got an invitation. I said, what? I looked on the list. Taka, they never got an invitation. She says, are you guys coming? She said, of course we're coming. As normal people. They were supposed to. It was expected. It was an oversight. Right? That, if you have an oversight with people that they're standing on, they expect, I don't think that applies. You always have exceptions to every rule. Generally, people that get invited deserve it. People that don't also deserve it. That's the way it works, right? They deserve it. They know they deserve it. They don't deserve it. You have a few feeding out there that get upset about things. Listen, you can't. Those people need to learn some Chavetz Chaim, right? It's an old story. More people learn Chavetz Chaim, it would be a different world. All the Svarim of Chavetz Chaim, all of them, it would be a different world if people learned it. Anyway. What you said before is an excellent point. Right over the Gemara right away. V'hadatani, but we learned. Hanel oven. If you're embarrassed, ve'eino olvin, and you don't dish it back, you don't dish it back. So he embarrassed you. So he slighted you. Shomen cherpasan, you listen to the abuse, ve'einon meshivin, and you don't return it. Now, I don't know what it's going to be. Tell me about a guy who really is torturing you, and he's really abusive. Or spouse. I don't know about all those. I'm not talking about cases like that. I'm not talking about cases of genuine abuse. I'm talking about cases where, you know, there are jerks in the world, they're in every shul, they're all over the place, and they say things they really shouldn't say to you. So if you dish it back, if you don't dish it back, all right, listen, you just accept this guy who he is, a jerk, you don't dish it back.
He seems weak if you don't respond.
Otsin me'ava, you accept it ba'ava, usmeichin be'yisurin. It's already a big madrega to be happy with Yisurin. It's a big madrega. Alein haKasav Omer va'avotzav kitzeis Hashemesh begvurotzav. That's an unbelievable bracha. Anyway, that's a tzar on the guf. I mean, the emotions. It's considered a tzar. It's not just about money, right? It's a tzar on the guf. Even though it's not your guf, he didn't hit you. But he offended you in your emotions.
Right,
right. The answer is no. You don't say anything. All that was in your heart. You didn't say anything. You wanted to say it, but you didn't. So that's the answer, right? What does that? How does that answer the question? In other words, the Talmud Chacham doesn't say anything. Why? Because that's the better course of action. He wants to. He really wants to. He wants to take offense. He wants to stand on principle for Hashem, for Kavod, whatever it is. But he doesn't. Why doesn't he? Because his Gemara says not to. So when you're a Talmud Chacham and someone's insulting, and someone's insulting you, or it's insulting the Torah, or it's insulting Gedolim, or it's insulting people that you respect, you don't say anything, even though you want to. So when it's said on top that you're a Nachash, if you don't, it's only if you don't even feel that way. If you don't even feel that way, you should feel that way. You should be offended. Should be offended, but you don't have to say. You don't have to always dish it out. When should you? Okay, so you have to go. You know, learn and ask questions. If you're a Talmud Chacham, which we're not. If you're on that level, when do you say something when some idiot says something offensive? Right? Okay. I've Amar Rava Kalam Avram Midosev Marvirin La Kal Peshav. But if somebody is Marvel Midosev, right? What does it mean Marvel Midosev? He lets things slide. Then we forgive him for all his sins, meaning he shouldn't even be machbid. Mavel midosav. I'm going to let this bother me. We said it should bother you, but you shouldn't say anything. Why should it even bother you? Let it slide. Right? It's a famous. When the bum in the street insults you, does it bother you? It bothers you when some bum insults you? It doesn't bother you. Why doesn't it bother you? Who's doing the insulting? Let it slide. The answer is no. The mafaisule upayes. No, because he already appeased the guy and it became appeased, right? Now, when Rav Shmuel ben Yotzadak said you should take offense, that was where he wasn't being appeased. Okay. Now, back to the okay. That's it with the Agadah. Now back to the Gemara. Umahin motzir achas oshtayim. So we said that the Kohen when they're doing this pious, they put out one finger or two. What do you mean, one or two? So the Gemara says, "Hash the shtayim motzir achas mibayit." If you could put out two, why? Of course, I could put out one. So Amar Chis de lo kasha kan bebari kan bechole. One puts out when he's sick, when he's healthy, and a two when someone's sick. It's hard for a sick person to put out one finger. He needs a second finger to support the first finger. He's only counted once. He only counted as one time, the guy. Because why does he put out two fingers? Because it's hard for him to put out one. That's all. I Vatanya, I think this is Bini Chutza. Achas Motziin. I'm sorry. Vatanya Achas Motziin Shtayim E Motziin. No, what are you talking about? If Brisa says you put out one, you don't put out two. No. It's a healthy person. A healthy person should only put out one. Avobachole, but a sick person, I feel Shtayim Motziin. A sick person can put out two. Now, if it's a sick Kohen, why is he doing Avoda? What's he doing here? Why is he in bed? Sometimes it's true. It's hard sometimes. I don't know. Maybe he's well enough to do a vodah, but he's not well enough to put out one finger. Vayichidin, this means the chole. Motzi and shtayim, they can put out two. The ain monin lahem ela achas. But they only count as one. Why just repeated that. We just said that. The ain monin lo ela achas. And he only counts with one. For Tanya, and we learned. Ain motzi, and you can't put out lo shalosh, not three. Lo godel, you can't put out your thumb. Because you could trick them. Because if you put out your thumb, it looks like two. So you could see the numbers coming. So if you put out two, it'll come to you next round. Right? You'll save one person. Because you're putting out two. You can count yourself as twice. You can count yourself twice. Vimhotzi shalosh monin lo. If you put out three, we count you. Godel ain monin lo. If you put out your thumb, we skip you. So you're not going to gain by trying to trick pull a fast one. V'lo'o, not only that. Ela shalokin min hamamune bipakia. We give you Malkus. What does Pekiah mean? You'll see what it means in a minute.
Why didn't you say everybody's allowed to put out two and finish?
What?
Everybody's allowed to put out two.
Right, I don't know. So one second. The question. The question is, we'll have for the question here. This one said if you put out three, we count it, which implies more than one. Right? But we just said a minute ago that we always count you as one. So the Gemara answer is no. My monin lo achas, it means one. Now my pekiah, what does it mean pekiah? We give you malchus with pekiah. Amarav madra. What's madra? My madra, what does that mean? Amarav papa, mitaka, the tayi, the pasik reshe. Which means, Rashi says, Ritsuos yishme'elim, the straps of the Arabs, hasuya shot lasuzim. That's used to keep the horses in line. Meaning it's a strap that branches out into many different fringes. Those kind of whips. That's what it is. Amar Abaya, Meresh, Havi Amina Hadatnan, Ben Bibai. I used to think it meant what Ben Bibai said, Mamuna ala Pakia, Amina Pasilta. I used to think it meant the wick. Guys in charge of the wicks. That's what I thought it meant. Kidiknan, Mibavloi, Michnase Kahanim, from the worn out pants of the Kahanim, Umi Mehem Nehen, and from their belts, Mehen Hayu Mapkin, Ubehen Hayu Madlikin. They would make wicks out of that. From the worn-out belts, from the worn-out shirts, pants, whatever, they would make wicks for the menorah. Kibun deshmana lohu detanya lo od el shalokim min hamamuna bepekia. Since they said that they used to get malchus with the pekia, what does that mean? They used to lash somebody with a wick? That doesn't make any sense. Amina my pekia, what does it mean? Nah, there must be some kind of whip. Okay.
We're going to see how Shias and Mecha always count each person without counting. You know, why can't we do it our way? You know, Shias and Mecha
always count. Were they counting too? Like,
what
do they do?
So we said yesterday that Rashi said that the Mamuna would pick a number from 1 to, Rashi says either 100 or 60, and then start counting. One, and then that 100th person,
count the fingers.
Right. Count the fingers. Tosva said yesterday, Tosva Yishanim said, no. The Kahanim pick the number. Because if he picks the number, then he can pick who he wants. You see, 10 people, you need a little math, and there you go. So the Kahanim picked a number. And they would pick a number among themselves. They would tell him, okay, 100. Okay, 98. Right? And then he has to go, okay, fine. And he goes, starts counting. What? The Mamuna. But if he picks the number, he can a little bit manipulative. So we said, why did he count numbers? I don't know, it's a good question. Because yesterday we asked the question, you're not allowed to count people.
Right.
So why is fingers not counting people? So we asked that question yesterday. We gave a very strange answer. It was a very good question. The Barbadel says it only applies to the face. Why can't you count Jews? Why can't you? So he had a bunch of reasons for that. Rashi said it's Ayin Hara. Sephardim said, interesting reason, because it conjures up Chet. Why? Because why are you counting today more than yesterday? Because people died. Now people also were born, but it's also for the fact that people died, so the numbers changed. Why did they change? Because people moved on. People passed away. So why do people pass away? They pass away because of sin. So by counting, Indirectly, you're mentioning it's a beautiful shot. Anyway, why can't you count? So the Barbadel says that it's Ayin Hara to count Jews. Ayin Hara, right? So Barbadel says it only applies if you count the head. Because in the head, there are so many openings in your head where the Ayin Hara can enter. On your fingers, no openings, it can't enter. That's a little bit Kabbalistic reason.
Count his shoulder, body.
What?
Count his chest.
So the others say that's Kabbalistic. Others say, because you can't count in any part of any limb that the neshama is totally in. Right? Someone loses their head, they can't live. Someone loses a finger, you can still live. Right? Okay. Why don't they just count words? It's a good question.
Like we do
that. We do that now, right? We wonder if there's a minion in the room. Count how many people are here? Ashiya, it's not counting, right? That pasuk has 10 words. Right? There are other pasukim that have 10 words. How that pasuk got picked. Right, it's true. What do you think?
That's hard to do that. As I said, it's hard to.
Right, it's hard to.
60, why the bigger pasuk? What do you want
from that? Why the pasuk with the, you know.
Right, the people count. I always do. I always wondered about that. If you think not one, not two, does that work? I don't know. Okay, Maisa Shahayu, Shneim Rot Vishavin, Verotin Olam Bekevesh. There was a story, two people ran up at the same time. Tana Rabbanan, another subversion. In that story, only someone got stabbed.
Broke a leg.
I'm sorry, broke a leg. Tana Rabbanan, Maisa Bishne Kahanim, two Kahanim, Shahayu, Shneim Shavin. They were both running. It was like going to be a tie. Verotin, Verolam Bekevesh. Kodem Echad Mehem Latok Arba Amos Shachavero. Right? Natal Sakin, one took a knife. Means he has a knife. What is he the knife for? He has a knife with him, meaning he knew this might happen. Vitaka lo belibo. And he stabbed him.
Black Friday.
What? Black Friday. Amar Reb Tzadok Amailas HaUlam. Reb Tzadok was standing on the steps of the Ulam. What does that mean, the steps of the Ulam? Rashi says something fascinating. Rashi says, Baharabayas. Ulamos Harbi Banasham Hordas. Hordas built many rooms. Kimo Shekasev B'Sefer Yosef Ben Gurion. Like it says in the Sefer Yosef, but say for that. Josephus. Right, Rashi read Josephus. Almalos ha'ula b'harabayis ulamos kashidim b'tosefta. Not the ulam. Not there. Some other room. He was standing in one of the rooms. One of the entrances to the room. That little steps. Farmer, he said, Achinu Beis Yisrael. Shimu ha'u omer. It says, Ki imotze chal ba'adama. If you find a dead body somewhere, v'yatzu ziknecha v'shavtecha. The elders have to go out. Like it's a little bit on their shoulders. Anu, us, ami lahavi eglarufa. Who's going to be the eglarufa for us? Alair, ala azaros, for the city, for the azaros. Go call ambibchia. It made everyone cry. Now, there's no such thing, there's no eglarufa here, because we know who the murderer was. He was just saying it to be dramatic. Now, look at this. When someone dies, look how you treat when someone dies. And look at this, over here, no one cares. That's what he meant to say. There's no din of eglarufa, because we know who the murderer is. But other shall tin out.
They could have installed a metal detector instead of having to change rules.
Correct.
Right?
Correct. So, but other shall tin out, umata shuma farfar. The father came and he saw that the son was still alive. He was still alive.
What do you mean by tin out?
He was a young boy, a young Kohen. Calls him a child, doesn't mean he's a baby.
So he's running up
the city. The young one was running up. Someone else was running up also. This young guy got killed. So the father was still there. He could be 25-year-old Kohen, 30-year-old Kohen. They call him a young boy.
Yeah,
Amar, right? You know how they people say, my baby? It could be 50 years old. My baby's hurt. Harehu kaparaschem. Amar, harehu kaparaschem. Vadayin b'nei mefarfer. Right? It's a kapara and he's still alive. V'lonit musakin. The knife shouldn't get tame. Because once he dies, the knife is inside him, the knife will become tame. Well, Lametcha teaches you, shakasha aleim tahiris kelim yosem shivich hazavim. They cared about the tahir of Kalim more than Shvichas Damim. It's very difficult.
What does that mean?
What does it mean? V'cheinu Omer, Dam Naki Shafech Menasha Harbim Od Ala Shemale Yushlayim Po Lepo. There's nothing I could say to this Gemara. What does it mean?
Is he saying it as a praise?
No, I think he's saying it how obsessed they were with Tumah.
Right.
So maybe what I would say is his son's gone anyway. He can't save him. He's not going to make another few more minutes. He's going to die. So at least it shouldn't be Tumah, the Beis HaMikdash. How could he have the mindset to even care about that? It just goes to show you how careful they were about Tumah.
Think about Aaron's response.
Right. So the Gemara is going to ask that Amud Beis a little bit, but it's a very good. It's a very difficult. It's a tremendously impossible Gemara.
After today, if someone gets stabbed, you go to the hospital. You just want to take the knife out.
I don't know if they knew all that. Ante knew all that, and he saw the son's dying. His mom is not going to make it. So why should, on top of that, why should there be Tumah, the whole Beis HaMikdash? Why should there be? Yeah. So Hai Maisa Kad, then which story happened first? Did the story of the stabbing happen first, or the story of the breaking the leg? So Ilema the Shvichas Dam, if the murder happened first, Hashta. Shvichas Dam lo Tiknu Paisa, Anish Bra'al lo Tiknu. One second. The guy was a murderer. The murder happened. They didn't make a lottery. Then when they broke the leg, they made a lottery. So yeah, El Nishpa Raglo, Kadim. Some of the leg must have broken first. Vikiva Tiknu Paisa, Arba Amos, my Vinatayo. So one second. So if they made the pious after the leg broke, how'd this story happen? How'd this happen? Ella Real Shvichas Dam. Really, Kadim. Really the murder happened first. They thought, this is a crazy thing. We're going to make a rule for a crazy person who stabbed somebody because he's not going to get that voda? That's crazy. Kivan dechazi afilu memela asul de sakana. Then this is not so crazy. Happened again. Kai broke his leg.
But that's an accident.
The point is the same idea. Same thing. They were fighting about who was getting first. He killed somebody. Oh, that's crazy. Right? Then we said, no, you know, it's not so crazy. People are getting hurt. So, Tiknu Rabbanan Paisa. So Rabbanan made a pious. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Amayla Se'ulam, Amar Rabbi Tzadik Amayla Se'ulam, Amar Rabbi Tzadik Achenu Beis Yisrael, Shimu, Hari Omer, Ki Motzi Chal Ba'adama, Anan, Amila Havi Al-Ir Al-Azaros. Now, he said that. Who's going to bring an Eglai Rufa? Now the Gemara says, Yerushalayim, Bas, Atzuya, Eglai Rufi. You can't even bring an Eglai Rufa in Yerushalayim. Titanya, Asar, Dvar, Nemru, Yerushalayim. There are 8-10 things it says about that. Vizu Achafin, one of them is, Eidim Mivi Eglai Rufa. There's no Eglai Rufa. Oh, also, Lo Nod Ami Kauksiv. That's only if you don't know who the murderer is. Baha no Domenico. Here we know who the murderer is. Ella kedi lahar bot bebchia. He just said it to make more crying.
Didn't we say yesterday that one of the mishmen in the Beis HaMikdash was that nobody ever got harmed?
Yeah, we asked that question yesterday.
Right. So
and we answered and we said that means that no one got harmed from freak accidents. But you bechira to stab somebody, it's going to happen. That's what we said it means. No one got harmed. No one tripped over the sidewalk. That's no one happened. That didn't happen. If you want to go take your head and smash it into a wall, you're going to get hurt.
What?
This is the second.
Maybe that.
Some say that. Some say that those nisim only in the first. Some do say that. But of Shaltinuka Mato Shikuma Farfar. Right, the father came, he saw he's still alive. Amar, Haruk Kaparaskim, it's a kapara by Dayan Bidikaim, Lamedcha Shakashalim, Tyrus Kalim, Yosem Shvichas Damim. So Yibailahu, Shvichas Dam who dissolve Abu Tyrus Kalim Kidakaim Kaima, where they just insensitive to murder, and Tuma was where it was. Tuma was regular sensitivity, but murder was very insensitive. Oh Dilmore, maybe not Shvichas Damim Kidakaim Kaima. Shvichas Dam, murder was a normal sensitivity. Aval Tyrus Kalim who dechamira. They were obsessed about Tuma. Which one is it? Tashma, mitikonasiv le Talmude. Well, we brought a pasuk. What did the pasuk say? It said vegam dam naki shafech menasha. That there was the blood flowed in the streets of Yerushalayim during Menasha's time, like it was nothing. Shma mina shvichas dam hu dezal. So they belittled murder. The tahiris kalim kid dekayim akayim. They were not obsessive about tuma. The normal safeguard, normal concern, normal care for tuma.
That was in the first place.
They were not obsessed about it, like we think. They were not obsessed. Well, then what? They were very insensitive to murder, which is something we can't understand.
It was the first place, which rampant in the first place.
It's Menashe. I don't know, maybe it was the first. I don't know.
Probably it sounds like it's the second, but we learned a few hours
right.
This week.
That was in the first. You're right. Yeah, I don't know how to answer that question. Okay, next. Tadar Abanan. We learned. Okay, this is a new thing now. In addition to every day, there was an avoda called Trumat HaDeshen, which is where the Kohen would go up the ramp, take some deshen, which is ash, off the Mizbeach, and put it on the side of the Mizbeach, and a miracle happened, and it disappeared. There was also something called Haramas HaDeshen, which is, this was not every day, once in a blue moon, Hatzas HaDeshen, I'm sorry, Hatzas HaDeshen, whenever the pile would get too big, one of the Kohanim would go, take some of the ashes, and bring it outside Yerushalayim somewhere, and make the pile in the of ashes on the Mizbeach more manageable. That happened. I don't know how often. Whenever it needed to happen, it happened. So
how did they get a bigger pile if every day they took off a little bit?
Because tomorrow we're going to see how much they took off. They took off a mash. They took off a komet. Not even a komet. Nothing. A tiny amount. It was just a procedure. It was a ceremony, right? It didn't really do anything to get the pile smaller. So when the pile got too unyieldy, they would take it out. So Tana Rabbanan Upashat. It says Upashat took off his clothing. V'lavash begad demacherim. He put on other clothing. Fahoti yatzad deshen, and he took the deshen outside. This is talking about outside the city. Shumani kederach Yom Kippur. It's just like Yom Kippur. What? Sheposhe Big Day Kodesh. They would take off the Big Day Kodesh. The Lovesh Big Day Chol. I would think it's just like Yom Kippur. Just like Yom Kippur, they change from gold to white. So too for this, they would change from regular to Chol. Tamad Lama Pasha Begadim Velovesh Begadim Achirim. Now they put on other clothing. What's other clothing mean? Makish Begadim Shelovesh Begadim Sheposhe. Make a hekesh. The cloth they took off to the cloth they took put back on. Ma'al Ahalan Big Day Kodesh. Afkan Big Day Kodesh. It was always Big Day Kodesh. So what does it mean? Begadim Achirim. Im Kain Ma Tamaloma Begadim Achirim. What does it mean? Begadim Achirim. It means Pechusim Mehen. Inferior clothing. Maybe it was cheap. It was already worn out a little bit. It wasn't the same glorious clothing that they would wear for the Avodah. Rabbi Eliezer Omer. No. Achirim Vahotzi. It is Achirim Vahotzi. Leave it al kahan and bali mumin shekshere lahoti adeshen. No, the acher doesn't go on the clothing; it goes on the kohen. Even a bal mum could do this avoda. It's not really avoda. So there's a machlokas about it. Omar Mar, we just said acherim pchusim behem. The acherim meant inferior clothing, not weekday clothing, not jeans and a t-shirt, but inferior big day kahuna. Kidatanya the very small. Tanya very small. Begadim shabishal ben kedera larabo lo yumzog bo kos larabo. With the clothes that you're wearing in the kitchen, not the same clothes that the waiter wears when he goes to serve the king. Different clothing. Right, Rashi says, Lafisha nitz ashnu v'nitz lach l'chu b'bishal kadera. You get all dirty, in the chef gets dirty in the kitchen. Afkan l'inyin ha'tzaz ha'deshin ein kovat ha'mel l'sharit ben sheretz l'acher. You don't wear the same service, not the same clothing, because the service is very different. Amar Rish Lakish. So Rish Lakish says, kimach lokis b'hotzah, kach machlokes b'horama. Just like there's a machlokes, whether he wore inferior clothing to go out the city, the deshen, so too, says Rish Lakish, there's a machlokes tanayim, whether the Kohen wore inferior clothing every day when he did haramas ha'deshen. When he took a little bit off and put it to the side. Say machlokes. The Achronim ask, it doesn't say acherim every morning. How could you have a havim different begadim? Says Rish Lakish, it doesn't matter. It that was the model, and I learned that for all adeshen. Any deshen issue, you wear different begadim. Says Rish Lakish. It's a machlokas about it. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, no. Machlokas b'hotzah. The only machlokas is going outside the city once in a while. Aval harama, but every day? No, divrei hakol avodi. Everyone holds an avoda. And therefore, you wore four begadim. Now, my time with Rish Lakish, what's Rish Lakish's reason? Because Amalach, Yisol kadaitach avodahi. If you held it to real bona fide avoda, yesh lecha avoda shekshere b'shnei kelim. Is there an avoda you could do with two kelim? What's two kelim? The Mishnah only, the pasuk only says by the deshen, it only mentions two of the begadim. Which two? The pants and the shirt. How could you do an avoda with two begadim? It must be, it's an avoda. Rabbi Yochanan, no. You know why it says two? Other reasons why it says two. Goli rachmana b'ksones. It says the shirt and the pants. For who are them? It's nefesh va'avnet. And so too, the other two. Of course they're included. Right? Why are those two mentioned? Umayishna hani. Why are those two mentioned? Well, I'll tell you why. Midobad. It says midobad. Mido kimidaso. It has to fit you. Michnase bad. Look at the Tanya. Why does it say michnase bad? Menayin shol yedavach kodem lemichnasayim. The pants are the first ones that go on. Shenemar umichnasayvad yilbosh al basaro. That's why those two are singled out. Number one, it has to fit you. You can't. Oh, it's a little too long, a little too short. That's okay. No, it has to fit you, mamish. That's number one. And number two, that the pants go on first. That's why those two are singled out. But of course, they wore a hat and belt. Of course. Rish Lakish. Now Rish Lakish says those two were mentioned. It's only those two. How does he know that the pants go first? And how does he know that has to fit you? Rish Lakish, mida ki midaso. How does he know that? Mida afke rachmana b'lashon mido. Because the whole words teach you that. It says mido. And shlo yedavar kodem michnasayim me al besaro nafka. He learns it out from al besaro. Okay? We can start the next Gemara for a minute. You know what? Let's not start because neima kitanoi. It doesn't stop now. Now we're going to say, let's say this machlokas is another machlokas tanoim. Alright, so we'll stop here. We'll pick up tomorrow. Everybody have a good day.